now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, we find out about an Australian legend of the entertainment business who crossed over the oceans to become a success in America. There's the passing of a 60s fashion legend plus a cool film to check out as well. You know, people often ask me, Coop, are there lots of parties being held in the penthouse? Well, there are all the time. In fact, I've actually got one on right now. I'll just open the door up for you here. Hey! So there you go. A party going on right now. Right now, from Seth MacFarlane's album Music is Better Than Words, here's the title track, Music is Better Than Words, and the Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
When you get all set to go into your big love scene, the night must be right, the mood must be slow, the wine must be high and the lights must be low. And I recommend some music in the background. For when you're fumbling for the right words to say, you'll find that music will go a long way. Music is better than words. You break the spell when you start to speak. That technique is all wrong. Just forget about words and sing her a song. Music was made for romance. Love and a sweet song go hand in glove. Every lover knows this. And the sweeter the song, the sweeter the kiss. When you're without love, you cry, and your song is the blues. But when you've got love, you're high, and your song is a gay refrain. A happy strain that sings at the news. Don't let the night go to waste. Looking for ways to say I love you. Take your cue from the birds. Music is better than words. Go to waste. Looking for ways to say I love you. Take your cue from the birds. Music is better. Music is better than words.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, one from the Snappy 2 album, James Morrison and The Call. I just love that brand new album of his. An Australian legend of jazz, that's for sure. He's going to be playing the upcoming jazz festival here in Sydney. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a fellow by the name of Digby Wolfe. He was 30 when he burst onto the Australian entertainment scene. And he lost no time in establishing himself as a commanding presence. His golden boyish looks and charm, fair hair, blue eyes, the British accent, the black bow tie, saw him through a high-flying and sometimes tempestuous showbiz career in Australia and in the United States. Friend of the Cocktail Nation, Graham Webb, has produced this special tribute to Digby for us tonight, who just passed away about a week ago.
Well, folks, we've lost another of our true TV pioneers. I speak of Digby Wolfe, the man who gave Australia Review 61 and Review 62, and his resident comedian, the late Dave Allen. Hello again, I'm Graham Webb. The story of Digby Wolfe, who passed away at the beginning of May after a short battle with cancer at the age of 82, began in London when he was born on June the 4th in 1928. After achieving success in England on stage with Ronnie Corbett, Hattie Jakes and Charles Hawtrey, before moving to Australia in 1959, where he appeared on many variety shows until he was invited to host the Review series.
And welcome to Review 61, episode 52.
I think what the program did that was a real contribution is that it gave young Australian artists and singers and dancers and writers an opportunity to compete and really feel their oats, you know.
Here they are, the Review 20.
1961 was a landmark year for Digby Wolfe. It was the year he left nightclub performing for TV stardom with his variety show, Review.
Why don't you sing?
One, two, three. No!
You know, it was a fairly short-lived show. People think it ran longer than it did. It was just that one year, 1961, when it really peaked.
Gosh, I remember attending several parties at his Whale Beach home. They were all star-studded affairs, held by a very gracious and uncomplicated host. He moved to America in 1964, where his TV writing credits included Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, The Monkees, The Munsters, even won an Emmy for writing for Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. He went on to write for Goldie Hawn, John Denver, Shirley MacLaine, and even Cher. Shortly after arriving in America, he was given a job to sing the theme song from a World War II movie starring Cary Grant, Leslie Caron, and Trevor Howard. It was called Mother Goose. Nothing to do with a cartoon character, that was Cary Grant's character's name, as an undercover agent on a remote Pacific island, watching for the Japanese. The film itself won an Oscar eventually for the best screenplay and nominated for two others. It also was nominated for a Golden Globe for its music. And while Digby had nothing to do with the writing of the movie, he did sing the theme song, later to be recorded by people like Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and even Pat Boone. It's ironic that he just sang the song, didn't have anything to do with writing it or writing the movie, which won that screenplay Oscar. But of course, his later career encompassed dramatic writing, as you'll hear. He returned to Australia briefly in 1976 to compare several episodes of This Is Your Life, where I was the voiceover man for the Seven Network.
Cole Joy, This Is Your Life.
After hosting This Is Your Life in the 70s, Digby disappeared from our screens and never came back. But his life often took sharp turns.
I've had the kind of life that's lurched from one extreme to the other. It's either been wonderful or not so wonderful. And I've either been completely unemployable or doing better than probably I deserve.
Digby Wolfe's distinguished career continued where from 1996 he was teaching dramatic writing at the University of New Mexico in the town of Albuquerque, where he was named Teacher of the Year. Here's the late Don Lane with more.
Digby's Review 96 is looking very different. Living in Albuquerque and teaching writing at the University of New Mexico. He's grown his hair and got himself a job.
They just made me a full professor here, so I can stay here as long as I like. And it's the amazing thing about that is that it's the first really steady job I've had in my entire life.
Digby Wolfe passed away in Albuquerque on Wednesday the 2nd of May, 2012, just 1 month before his 83rd birthday. Vale Digby Wolfe, a highly regarded and well-remembered Australian TV pioneer.
To tell the old darn world, if you don't like the assortment, deal me out. Thank you kindly, pass me by. Pass me by, pass me by. If you don't happen to like it, pass me by. Pass me by. Pass me by. Pass me by.
Thanks, Graham. A tribute to Digby Wolfe. Here's Beverly Kenny and Lover Like You on the Cocteau Nation.
I long for a lover, a very special lover, the kind you find in storybooks and plays. But it's so hard to find this extraordinary kind. Still I hope we will meet days. And so I long for a lover, a very special lover, just someone I can love a lifetime through. Pipe dreams I've dreamt, my love. How many castles I've built. How many hours I've spent, my love. How many teardrops I've spilled. And yet I long for a lover, a very special lover, just someone I can love a lifetime through. When we see one another, will I then discover the
Exotica and Spy Jazz. It's the Cocteau Nation with Coop Cooper.
Thank you. extraordinary people. Extraordinary people. I'm glad there is you in this world of overrated pleasures and underrated treasures. I'm glad there is you. I live to love. I'd love to live with you beside me. This world's so new. I'll muddle through with you to guide me in this world where many, many play love, but hardly any stay in love. I'm glad there is you more than ever.
Donation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, one from the latest Grace Knight album, Keep Cool Fool, and I'm Glad There Is You. Coming out in October, a film that I'm very keen to see. It's called Gangster Squad. It's a chronicle of the Los Angeles Police Department's fight to keep the East Coast Mafia out of Los Angeles in the 1940s and 1950s. It stars Sean Penn and Ryan Gosling, and here's some of the trailer.
Within a month, we'll have the whole West Coast tied up in a nice ribbon.
Bye-bye!
This isn't a crime wave. It's enemy occupation. You are to make no arrests. It's just off the books.
Looking forward to catching this at the movies. Meantime, Esquivel and That Old Black Magic on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Force such as you, I meet an old immovable object like me. You'll find out as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours, I meet an old Italian heart such as mine. You'll find out as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. So on guard, who knows what the fates might have in store. From their vast mysterious sky, I'll try hard ignoring the lips that I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 a fighter with all of your might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night. You'll find out as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gonna give there, mama. Fates might have in store. From their vast mysterious sky, I'll try hard ignoring that mouth that I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 a fighter with all of your might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night, you'll find out as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Something's gonna give, something's gotta give. Yeah, baby, something's got to give.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June, we stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil.
Meu Brasil brasileiro, mulato sou meu, vou cantar-te nos meus versos. Brasil, samba que dá bambuleu, que faz xingar o Brasil do meu amor. Terra de nosso Senhor. passado Tira a mãe preta do cerrado Botar o recongo no congado É o Brasil do meu amor Terra de samba, senhor Brasil, Brasil, meu Brasil
Lounge leader Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net and the Blue Dahlias with Brazil. News through last week that Vidal Sassoon, who revolutionised the art of hairstyling and liberated women from the tyranny of the salon, died at the age of 84 at his home in Los Angeles. Sassoon styled hair for royalty, film stars and models during his career. He was born in London and started work as a shampoo boy at the age of 14.
I was 14 as an apprentice in the East End of London. And the whole essence of hair as we knew it as when we were very young has changed.
He left Britain to fight in the Israeli War of Independence, but when he came back he had dreams of opening up his own salon in London's West End. But was afraid of his artful Dodger accent, he thought it might put people off. He opened his own Bond Street salon in 1958 and created his trademark geometric Bauhaus-inspired hair, the bob.
It's sculpting at its best. I mean, we're looking at faces and we're carving shapes to go into that bone structure. This is incredibly exciting. Nobody else has that privilege, only hairdressers.
He went on to turn hairstyling into a multi-million dollar industry. His many famous clients during the 60s included model Gene Shrimpton, actors Terence Stamp and Mia Farrow, and the Duchess of Bedford, along with actor Terence Stamp. Sassoon's easy maintenance cuts also fit right in with the fledging women's liberation movement. And he also developed a popular line of shampoos and styling products bearing his name with the slogan, If you don't look good, we don't look good. Here's the Blue Martinis in Hershey Bar on the Cocktail Nation.
Yes, it's Bert here from the Lawn Bowls Club. I just wanted to say that forget it.
We'll be right back. This is the Cocktail Nation.
Donation with Coop Cooper and a new band that I discovered on Twitter just recently called Sunday Combo out of the Netherlands. A two-person electronic conglomeration that I really dig, and I don't know a whole lot about them. I'm hoping to talk to them real soon on the show. I know they're keen. And I'm not normally a big fan of electronica, but I love this mix of easy listening bossa nova, Cocktail Lounge, and some jazz. If you'd like to find out some more about the band, sundaycombo.com. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Coming up on May 26th, Ding Dong Devils are playing at the Tonga Hut Tiki Lounge on Victoria Boulevard in Hollywood. May 27th, the 22-piece big band playing the Levitt Pavilion in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We've been talking about that one for a while now. It's coming up soon, though. And Easy Lingerie, first Thursday of the month with DJ Tom LG. This is over at Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland, California. June 3, the International Tiki Marketplace, Don the Beachcomber Hidden Village and the High Chief's Room. Tales from the Tiki Lounge with Brad Parker is coming up July 6, running through to the 29th. And on June 9, at the historic Mai Kai restaurant, Fort Lauderdale, the Atomic Rock are going to be hosting a party featuring special flights of vintage cocktails, live music, and DJ Mike Jet Setter Jones from the Mid-Mod Festival in Miami. The event is the climax of 52 weeks of Mai Kai cocktail reviews on the atomicgrog.com blog. So do check that out. And Tuesday nights in New York City at PKNY, Primitiva and Hi-Fi. And here's Blossom Dearie and Manhattan.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us. When balmy breezes blow to and fro and tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city is a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy. Tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently city's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.
Nation, hello.
Sorry to bother you, I'm working, but I'd just like to say you're a good disc jockey.
Much appreciated.
Thank you. ¶¶
Sayori Yuki and Masuke Nada from their new album 1969. Now, it's been a while since I've done a blogosphere segment, but one I just came across the other day called IntiquiTrust.blogspot.com. It comes out of Brazil by Mark Wildstone. Exotica, surf music, 50s Hawaiian culture. It's a great little web blog, so do check it out. IntiquiTrust.blogspot.com. I'm going to leave you with Tony Bennett now and How Insensitive. Stay up.
Insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why she must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? I'm alone with the memory of her last look, vague and drawn and sad. I see it still, all her heartbreak in that last look. How she must have asked, could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can one do when a love affair is over? Thank you.